You're listening to audio from Park Church in Denver, Colorado. More information can be found online at parkchurch.org.
I'm Jay.
Lauren.
We're the Rhodeses, and we're really excited to meet with you guys today. A little bit of a different topic, just on like what stepping down from leadership can look like. Honestly, we have kind of the luxury of we're a little bit of a smaller group, and so we want this to be really engaging. We also, part of it is we want to understand a little bit of like just where you're at to understand like how we can best steer our conversation today. So we'll go into that a little bit. I think it's funny because, as you know, the position of leading a gospel community is really service driven. And so even though it's really natural and normal to have a season where you step into being a leader, there's also a step into looking kind of like letting go of the reins a little bit. And there's really good things that can come from that. But I think it's almost counterintuitive to how you're thinking about your group and how you're pouring into your group and serving your group, that alone is, I think, a lot to juggle through. So if you're kind of in the middle of that, I just want to say, like, yeah, totally. That's exactly how it is. And so I think part of what we want today is not just to say, how do you transition, but also if transition is the right thing, because in our experience of leading a group, part of it was reorganizing the way that we led our group so that it did give us actually a little bit more runway when we were getting a little maxed on resources. So that's also very much a topic of discussion that we can go into today, because like we get it. It is a grind. There's a lot that goes into it. It's a really good grind, right? But there is a grind attribute to it. I mean, it's the weekly communication. It's the issues and the stuff that can come up with your gospel community leaders that they're looking to you for. It's, I think, just navigating different group dynamics. It's dealing with different levels of investment from your GC members. That's like, and so, it's a really worthy thing, but it can also be really hard. And that's why a lot of us, you know, have stepped into it, stepped out of it. Bailey, you know, you've stepped into it. You've stepped out of it maybe multiple times. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's like a super like normal thing. So that's our conversation today, is what are really healthy ways to go about it. And also like, if it's like kind of the right thing, is there other things you would add to that?
I think so.
So I would say the first thing we want to do is just look at a little bit of scripture to kind of ground ourselves in the conversation. Actually, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to pray. Father God, we thank you that you created the body as a way for us to all serve each other. And we thank you for the opportunity to be able to step into the capacity of leading a gospel community, all the awesome stuff that happens with it, and challenges that come from it. And we just like thank you for the opportunity. And for this time today, Lord, I just ask that you speak and what your spirit wants to land on everybody here, that we just have open hearts to receive that, whatever it is. So give us all just the grace and the awareness and the sensitivity to help each other out and to have the freedom to speak what you have into each other's lives. So you're good. We thank you for this time. It's in your son's name we pray this. Amen. Cool. Do you want to do the first one, Lauren?
Sure.
All over. Go for it.
Okay, so this is from Exodus 33, verse 14. Okay. It said, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. To give you a little context, like Moses is kind of expressing fears to God about leading and like what that looks like. And I just really resonated with this verse because I think in times when we're like, what do? Like, this is really hard. Should we step away? Should we keep going? Like, just knowing that he is with us and he will give us rest, whether that's continue leading or he'll provide rest in us stepping down. So I think that just kind of gave us a lot of peace during times of wondering what leadership looks like. And then we also, again, we did.
Yeah, so the next verse is Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. A lot of you are familiar with this passage. Really just a reminder that seasons, you know, the seasons, guys, like, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And really, I mean, it's just understanding that for a variety of different reasons, we'll be in different seasons of life. And that's kind of like the groundwork of like, wherever we're at, it's okay, and to pay attention to that. Where is God leading us? You'll hear it, but part of what we're excited about is honestly stepping away from gospel community leadership. We're excited about the different ways that we're able to serve that we didn't have the resources or bandwidth to serve prior. Like a lot of things we would have said no to because there wasn't that extra, right? So we're excited about that. But we want to give you a little bit of a background of just our story. So I'll let Lauren kind of like take us through that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Good call.
I feel like a real podcaster here. It's weird to talk into a mic that you can't, like, hear.
That's what I do. Oh, yeah, I see. Like, yeah.
Can't hear yourself. Anyway. We led RGC for about 5 years. And I would say in year 4 is when we really started to feel a little bit of the burnout and exhaustion for multiple reasons. We have 3 kids. We were both working. And just the dynamics kind of our group were kind of weighing on us quite a bit. So that's when we probably really started praying into the future of our group and leadership and kind of like what that looks like. And then I think we kind of processed it with our group a lot too, and we're able to, everyone decided they would agree to take turns leading discussion. And I think that was really awesome because it helped us sustain us probably for another year into year 5. And we had always been looking for potential leaders in our group. We encourage people all the time, like if you're feeling called to lead a GC, talk to Bailey or like reach out to us. We'll kind of help you with that next step. And we never heard anything from anyone in our group. So then we kind of like sought people out and met with them one-on-one and be like, hey, we feel like you guys would be amazing leaders. Have you ever considered it? And this one couple was like, well, actually, yeah, we really feel called to lead, but we don't want to leave our specific group. And so we were kind of like, oh, that's interesting, because we've kind of been praying about a way to like get out for a while, for like a year now. So I'm like, this, maybe you guys could like take over. And then we just kind of step back for a season, if not more. And so we met with them several times, prayed with them a lot and with each other about kind of what that looks like. We met with Brent several times, who's the elder of our region, and our coaches and Bailey, and we kind of formed this plan. And I think the Lord was really sweet in the timing of it, because it was like happened right before summer, which is just natural changes in rhythms and stuff. So it was kind of an easy transition. It was pretty smooth, I would say, looking back. I mean, we didn't do everything perfectly. There's like mixed responses, of course, from the members. Like, we probably could have chatted with them more one-on-one. I think most people said they weren't surprised and they're excited for us. There were some people that felt a little bit blindsided. I think, though, you know, everyone deals with change a little bit differently. So I think that's natural that it's going to be like a little bit bittersweet sometimes. And change can be hard. And I also think sometimes we have a hard time stepping down and leaving because we think that everything lives and dies by us for the group. Like if we leave, everything's going to like explode. And that's not true. But it's really sweet. A couple nights ago, we actually met with the leaders of our group, and they just hearing like all of like the changes, like they've kind of redefined their values, and everybody is like this amazing new ownership of the group. There's a new level of depth. And I feel like really people are super motivated to like step out more in their faith. And that's like things we've been praying about for years, and to kind of see the fruit of that with us stepping down and with new leaders, like having a fresh perspective and really encouraging that, like, yeah, God like moved because of that. And I think like Jay said, it's been kind of, we've been way more intentional about where do we want to serve together next. So yeah. Would you add anything?
No, I think that was great. We're so thankful that we had that dinner just a couple nights ago, kind of before this session, because that our group had a variety of things change besides us leaving that kind of prompted this refresh, let's call it, for them. But it's like so cool that for sure, one of the contributors is the new energy, just the different dynamic. I think they saw one, like, there's a dynamic that can occur in groups. There's like the leader and the members, right? And there can be a little polarized to a degree, maybe. And when one of just the normal members became the leaders, it was sort of like, oh, you're just kind of like one of us, not like the Rhodes group, right, anymore. I think that. I don't know. It's kind of hard to articulate, but the feeling I got is maybe there's a little bit of that was happening. And so then the other members are like, oh, we can push in and invest in this a little bit more. So Lauren and I, we actually have a variety of content to go into, that goes into like why transition or why not transition. Let me look at like some of my subjects here. Is reasons we're hesitant to transition, healthy methods, challenges that come from it. But really, since we are a smaller group, I want to kind of just go around and get a feel for like, what are you guys thinking about it? Where are you at? As much as you feel comfortable. And specifically, what's your name? Maybe where are you at with it? And if you're here with your co-leader, maybe introduce yourselves together. And what do you kind of like hope to walk away with today? And if it's like, hey, I'm just here to like, kind of like, I'm just kind of interested because this could be on the horizon, that's great. So maybe we can like pause the recording for this section. Thanks. Yeah, let's go for it. So I would say, let's go through here's what we'll do. We'll go through our framework a little bit. If there's something that comes up that you want to like hit pause on, dig into a little bit further, stop me, and then we'll get into it. Or if there's just like a question that like you want to ad hoc ask the group, let's get that. So let's step into specifically why transition away. What can be like reasons that make sense for transitioning away? And the first that we had down is just really being real with yourself and asking, is this a good time for me to transition? And is it like your season of life? And transition can go both ways. I mean, for you, Dan, you're like saying yes to this opportunity and like stepping into it, right? And so it's a good season of life for you to transition in. It's funny because when we were preparing for this, we're thinking all transition out, but there's some of you who are transitioning in and transitioning in as coaches, right? Also, you see the opportunity to enable other leaders in your group and pass that torch. And I think what you said, Bethany, with it like feeling a little stale and recognizing that new energy of that female leader within your group is like the group is probably craving that to a degree. Like we were for sure in that place where we're like, yeah, you get the text and we're going to do the things that we need to do to keep the wheels in motion. But like as far as like fresh new energy, maybe we're not doing that. And, you know, if you are feeling burnt out, life circumstances that are changing, giving capacity for others to serve in the areas. And then the one that I would probably add is that the group, kind of like in your guys' situation, maybe the group dynamic is it's so much of a forced thing that it's just like these signals of like, hey, maybe it's just like a time for this to become something differently. Now, on that note, also, why not transition? And I think this is the struggle. Like, this is what we press into of like the difficult decision. And some of it is sometimes we just need to do a better job of delegating some of those responsibilities before we get to that point of the burnout, which can be hard. It can be hard, like in the case where you want that male leadership to step up. You know, some of the dynamic in our group was maybe a little bit more of that, right? It's not like we had a plethora of options, like it sounds like maybe your group had. But like, what was cool for us is, and as Lauren had mentioned, is when we started delegating more and we said, all right, we are not taking on all the discussion by ourselves. We are going to parcel this out and everybody will take it on. It allowed us to kind of like view how people stepped in. And it's like, you have more responsibility now. Who really leaned into it and who showed up a little bit lackluster? I mean, that's a pretty good tell, right? And eventually it really, it showed the leaders in our group who were in a good position to take over. I'd say that's, would you agree? That's part of the thing that kind of like exposed them. This is like how the new leaders showed up and like leading discussion. Oh, they were also leading social efforts within our group, like outside of the group, like they were bringing a lot of new energy into it.
Yeah.
This one, I put reasons we are hesitant to transition because a lot of us have probably at least thought about it or gone through it. I'm actually not going to go into our things, but I'm going to ask all of you, what do you think are some of the primary reasons that we're nervous to transition or we're like, I don't know if this is the right time?
I feel a sense of like, well, who's going to do it then? All these other people don't seem to have capacity, so like, I guess I can kind of push through. I don't know. There's an element of like, I feel this responsibility over what happens.
Yeah. It's good.
Scared of like, if we step down and the whole thing falls apart, then we're almost on the outside of the group now trying to find a new group. Mm-hmm. And being so far north, there's this fear of like, well, are we just kind of like shooting ourselves in the foot? Mm-hmm. Making group life even harder because the group that has availability is...
Oh, yeah.
You always come cuddly with me.
Oh, I see why you're here. I get it now. This guy. So good.
But that's real too. Like, I don't want to have to restart a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the awkwardness of like, if I step down, then what's my place? How do I serve? How do I fit in? How do I exist here and not be seen as a leader?
Yeah.
I think that's my hardest part, is like, I want to step down and then just not be there anymore. Because they need, like, I feel like there's a season where I need to not be there.
Yeah.
So that they can figure out those dynamics and then I can come back in. But I also don't want to not be there.
That's a really good topic that maybe we should pause on for a minute. So we had our own point of view. I'll say that Park is in a really cool spot today. You know, 5 years ago, I think some of the structures weren't put in place to have the level of, let's call it organized support that we have today with having, I mean, gosh, here, three new couples are stepping into coaching, like in this group alone, like that's incredible. And with the elder structure and the way that it's organized amongst the regions, you know, there's a lot to lean into. It's super cool. So for us, do you want to walk us through how we did the transition?
Oh,
put sure. You on the spot.
Where is
it? I'll kick us off.
You got it? We kind of said this a little bit. But yeah,
but like breaking it down a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely leaning into our elders, coaches, park staff.
Started with
a lot of prayer.
I think it was, well, I'll step in. It was just being real with like where we were at and realizing, I mean, you said, I think y'all were like, yeah, this couple, they have like a 6-month-old. How's that work? I mean, I think we had a one and a half year old and a 3-month-old when we stepped into leading or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was like a unideal life stage, let's say, for like taking on something new. It was necessary. At that time, basically our leaders left. It was abrupt. We had to step in, like somebody had to step in if the group was going to maintain. So we're like, okay, we'll do it. That works. And it worked. So maybe that's my encouragement to you, that maybe there are leaders who it's not just a life, you know, who can, maybe it's not the most ideal life stage, but it's possible, maybe, you know, sort of a thing. The leaders who we just passed the torch on to, we were kind of waiting for them to be married about 1 year before we even approached them. And then basically the on their anniversary, we met with them and we're like, look, guys, you've had a year to figure this out. At least the marriage thing. What's that?
Time to go to war.
Yeah. So it's being real with where we're at. And it was just like offering it to the Lord. That was so good, Bailey, of like thinking about like, what if I did wake up today and what does that look like? I think it's like, that's part of like the being real with like where you're at.
Hey, thanks for listening. Park Church exists to make disciples of Jesus for the glory of God and the joy of all people. More information and more resources can be found online at parkchurch.org. Take care.